The story says Judas got the money. You say, well, that's a success story. No, no. It's true, 30 pieces of silver was a sizable sum of money, but it was not a success story. His name was Judas. Doesn't that ring a bell? It makes all the difference in the world. Judas got the money. Here's something interesting about the story of Judas. After he got the money, he was unhappy. Someone says, well, if you had a fortune in your hand, why would you be unhappy? And here's the key. He was not unhappy with the money. He was unhappy with himself. Here's a key phrase. The greatest source of unhappiness is self-unhappiness. It's not from outside the things that make us unhappy. The greatest devastating unhappiness is to be unhappy with yourself. Now, a mild form of unhappiness is constructive. The desperate form of unhappiness is destructive. It's like worry. We should all worry a little, but not let it destroy our lives. If you're in New York about to step off the curb in downtown Manhattan and the yellow taxi's coming, best you worry enough to get your feet back up on the curb lest you get yourself wiped out. So it's called caution, but not undue caution. It's called fear and worry, but not the worry that kills you, not the worry that destroys you. It's like hate. You know, you don't need to hate your job. Save your hate for the important things like evil, like the weeds that attack your garden, like the diabolical ideas that try to entice your children, right? You don't need to hate everything. I hate this, I hate that. That's the misuse of your hate. Save it for the things we really must hate. But this is so important now to beware. Judas was so unhappy, he tried to take the money back. They said, heck with you, we got what we wanted, you got what you wanted out. They threw him out with his money. Now he becomes so desperate, he goes out and hangs himself for what he did. He became a traitor. So that's the caution now. If Judas could speak back to us in any kind of clear language, here's what he might say. Beware of what you become in pursuit of what you want. Don't sell out. It's not worth it.